Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Good evening to you all. It's Andrew D here. And you know what? I've got to be quiet, guys, because it's a very unearthly hour of 22:30 or 10:30 p.m. Here in the UK. And my youngest son, Luke, is up in bed and he said, "Dad, be quiet. I can hear you downstairs." I'm downstairs and obviously he's in bed above me. So I've got to be quiet. But hey, it's only for an hour. And he'll never remember this when he's older. But there you go. So good night, Luke. Good night, son. Okay, guys. Right. Yes, it's Andrew D. This is my show. It is Andrew D's Spiritual Awakenings. And what I've got to tell you is, if you're listening in, I know we've got 11 people in the chat room. I've no idea how many people are listening from the outside. I can't see that. So, guys, if you're in the chat room and you 11 people or anybody else listening, please go to my new... In fact, my website is pretty much the same as it was, but nobody could spell Drew D. And but I had loads of likes on there, I had loads of hits on there, and the new site it just needs you guys to go and visit it. It's Andrew D. It's not a lot different. Andrew D. www.andrewd, which is Andrew, funny old thing, followed by the word D-E-E, which is my surname, .com, andrewd.com. And you can't go wrong with that. But another reason you've got to go there as well, guys, is you haven't got this number to call in for your free, yes, your free phone reading. You need the number 760-283-4611. That's toll-free if you're stateside. 760-283-4611. Dial in, guys. pardon me. Do you know what? I've never had that before. There was a little bit of a cough there, but that was a man from who's crossed over. Just let me know he's here. So I'm going to find out who he is shortly. So keep on listening in. But anyway, 760-283-4611. I speak to my lovely producer, Ken, if you can understand him. Ken's from Birmingham. I'm from Liverpool originally. And wow, we've got the League of Nations on this show, haven't we? You know, all from all over America, a couple of Brits. And that's what makes the world go round, isn't it? But there you go. But go to my website if you haven't got this number and you're not in the States and you don't want to put a 001 or a 01 in front of that number, 763-283-4611. You can go to my website and I think it's on the homepage. Just scroll down to the bottom. It tells you about the radio show. But if you click on the Blog Talk Radio link, it takes you straight to the page where the show is. And there's a Skype link there and you can call in on Skype. Now, what more can you ask for? I say this every week, guys, but it's true, isn't it? You dial in, free, you get a free reading, free, which there's not a lot these days, and that's free, and especially readings as such, because I know what some people pay for them as well. So it doesn't get much better than that, and especially here on Mike Spirit FM. Now, I don't know how much of a secret it is, but nobody said to me, don't say anything, but I think... Without going into too much detail, I think there's only Saturday nights not covered now by Mike's network. It has grown, and I think, where are we? We're at February this year I started with my show, and since then it's grown. This was Mike's show, as you know, and he gave it up. He's still got his Sunday show, and Mike is going to be live from Florida very, very soon. He might already be there. The last time I spoke to him, he had about 3 weeks to go, and I'll be honest and say I can't remember when that was, but Mike will be in Florida soon, and it'll make no difference because he'll be in your time zone over there, so it makes it a little bit easier for him. And I know he's doing quite a lot of work over there, mediumship readings and such like. But without further ado, what is this show about? Well, if you've got your loved ones, friends, family, or whatever, who've crossed over to the world of spirit, then and you want to hear from them, then all being well, they will be here for you. Send your thoughts out now to them, guys. Tell them to get themselves down here, have a chat to me. And what I want to do is provide as much evidence as possible for you. And I say this all the time. I know a few of the other guys who do the radio show use tarot cards. I've got a few angel cards I use. And yes, I do work psychically as well. So I don't mind every now and again. And please bear this in mind, guys. I don't mind if you've got a little bit of guidance or if you can't understand who the spirit link is, then I'll work on a psychic link to see if we can sort of get a bit of information and maybe work through a few issues and give you a bit of guidance. But what I don't enjoy doing, and it's not that I can't do it, but it's something we've all got our own forte. You know, we've got things that we enjoy. People enjoy working on a psychic link, working with spirit, working doing remote viewing, which is all the psychic thing as well, or even predicting the future. But the problem with that is, guys, and I always say this, and if you're listening every week, then I make no apologies, because you come to me and say, will I get that job tomorrow? It's a 50-50 question, isn't it? Flick of a coin. And I generally get a gut instinct, yes or no. But, you know, or will I get on that bus tomorrow and go downtown? You know, you've only got to stay in bed and choose not to go out, even though I said to go downtown. It makes a mockery of it all, doesn't it, guys? The problem is you've all got free will, and it doesn't matter what I say or what I feel or what I'm led to believe or what I maybe a vision I get or a link from spirit comes in and gives certain information off. Guys, you hold the power of attorney here, and it's totally down to you. And the other thing as well, guys, is, you know, and I don't mean this lightly, and I certainly don't mean to make fun or light of real life problems where people are really, really desperate to get things sorted out, you know, desperate financial straits, legal battles going on and all the rest of it. But the reason that I say this is because I cannot wave a magic wand. I can perhaps give you an insight into maybe a way forward for yourself, but guys, I can't live your life for you. And that sounds like a bit of an old drum I'm beating there, but I can give you all the guidance. Your loved ones from the spirit world can come through, and, you know, they're lending their support to you. But at the end of the day, it's down to number one. And that is me, you, all of us, everybody out there who are responsible for our own lives in many ways. And yes, there are things that impact on our lives, things that we can't control outside, but what we can do is work towards resolving those issues ourselves. And yes, I may be able to shed a little light on certain things, but at the end of the day, if spirits are guiding you towards a certain solution, they cannot do it for you. It's down to you. So I'm not going to bang on about that anymore. You've got the general idea. I always do my best for people, and you know, and that's the way I like working. I love working with spirits. I love to see what they've got to say, you know, and it's unbelievable some of the evidence that comes through sometimes. I was in my spiritual church tonight. Tonight was the trance workshop we were doing. And, you know, various sorts of messages of love and, you know, little bits of a philosophy coming through, spiritual philosophy. But believe it or not, and it sounds a little bit big-headed, but I was actually there, and a lady's father came through. And what I love about trance work is, you know, there's no room for misinterpretation from me or me getting it wrong or perhaps not passing the message across properly. And this lady's father came through directly, and it was half a dozen facts and one or two little bits of information. And she said it was absolutely spot on. And the thing was, because it was trance and my consciousness was subdued, and this lady's father stepped in and sort of spoke through me earlier on tonight, it was direct. There was no interference. It was like digital radio, guys, or even Skype. You know, direct from the world of spirit. And we can't really do that here, but if you've ever experienced trance mediumship, it is fantastic. But I'm going to be working on that for the next few weeks. So, without further ado, I know we've got quite a few callers tonight, and I know our first callers are Marie, Maggie, and Tasha all the way from California. So we will be coming to you in about 5 minutes. And what I'll say, guys, is when I come to you, I will work as quickly and as swiftly as I can with you, because the problem is spirit give me certain information, and I want to pass that on to you. And it's not always apparent to you where that information is. So I won't try and sort of drag it out, but if you don't understand it, have a little think and maybe even think about it after the show's finished, and it might come back to you what that information is or what they were trying to convey. And I will do my best, like I said. But we're going to have a bit of music now, a bit of James Blunt. She's beautiful. And I heard it today on the radio here in the UK, and it's a few years old, this song, but hey, it's still a good song. And I'm sure he's still kicking about somewhere, James Blunt. I don't know whether he's made it big in the States or not, but he was a bit of a sensation here a few years back, and I know he's got a new album out shortly, but there you go. So I'll leave you with James Blunt for the next few minutes, and I will speak to you very soon. Thank you.
My life is brilliant. I saw an angel of Adam Shaw. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Okay. You there, Mike?
Yeah.
Good.
Right, guys. Right. Can you hear me talking now in the chat room? Just give us a big yes if you can, guys. Maggot says, "Yeah, hey, Santa Luz." That's fabulous. Yes, you can hear me, guys. So, Ken, tell you what, mate. Should we try and we won't go for that song again because I am wary of time. So everyone in the chat room can hear me now, Ken. So thanks for that. No idea what happened there, but everything just dropped out, but we managed to get back in. So let's just see if we've got Ken. Ken, can you hear me in the chat room, mate? If you can, just give us a yes. But I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, let's move on quickly, see if we can get the calls through. Now, we had Marie there earlier on, and I don't know whether she's still waiting for us. I really do hope you are, Marie, to see what is going on there. But are you there, Marie, on the phones? Hopefully yeah. You are.
Marie is here.
Marie, do you know what? I was really worried there because there's nothing worse then when you phone up and hopefully you think you'll get through and then the system lets us down. But we are back and we're cooking on gas, as we say here in the UK. Okay, Marie, where are you calling from today, please?
I'm calling from California.
California. Do you know what? We had a good spread last week, actually. We had Alabama, we had Georgia, we had I think we had Chicago the other week. But I don't know what it is about you guys in California. I don't know whether it's a California thing that you like to get on these shows, but we'll see who else. I know Tasha's from California, but I'm not sure about Maggie. Okay, now Maria, were you just hoping to get somebody come through from the world of spirit today, or were just seeing who's there, or was there something you wanted us to look at for you?
No, I am open. I needed a distraction.
Right, okay.
A moment of peace. And so I stumbled upon a notification that you were on. I was like, well, let's give it a try. Let's see what's happening.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, I'm always interested in how people find out about the show, Marie. What was the notification? Where did you see that?
Well, you know, there is a note that comes up, an email that acknowledges Blog Talk Radio. It actually says Mike FM, Spiritual Awakenings with Andrew D. I had not heard of you before. I've heard of Mike. I've not listened to Mike. But Andrew D. is like, okay, well, let's give it a shot and see what happens.
Okay, now listen, I mean, that's amazing. So, well, it's strangely enough, what people, well, I don't wish to sort of insult anybody's intelligence, Marie, but it's strange that I do work on a voice vibration, and as you were chatting away there, this wonderful old gentleman popped in, and from the world of spirit, this gentleman, now, to me, it's almost like this gentleman was very laid back when he was here on the earth plane. And rather than just facts and figures and dates and all, you know, that black and white hard stuff, this gentleman, I feel very at ease with him at the moment. And I feel that he's making me aware that he was around about 77, 78 when he passed to here. Pastor. And I don't mean pastor food. I feel this gentleman's making me aware that he was involved with the church. And I don't know whether you've got church links up, but he's taking me back to your childhood here. And I feel that this gentleman would have been either a pastor or involved with the church or been connected to the church, because he's telling me his religion or his faith was very important to him. And he's telling me that, he showed me his arm here, because as he overshadows me, Marie, he's, you know, I do see his arm rather than my own, and he's making me aware here that he would have either had a blood condition here, and if it wasn't leukemia, he's making me aware that he was very anemic before he passed away. And even though this gentleman, I feel, was would have been very dark skinned or a black gentleman, but he's making me aware that he actually looked ill. He looked pale because of his condition. Would you understand this at all, a gentleman like this in spirit?
No, it doesn't bring anyone to mind.
Right, okay. Okay, let's tell you what. Mm-hmm. I'll try another tact here. Rather than him, if you don't understand this gentleman, I'm going to ask him another question here. Okay, then. Now, this gentleman's telling me here, Marie, that I said, you know, you've been looking for this moment of peace. Now, what he's making me aware of, and you just tell me whether, you know, I'm right or I'm wrong. Excuse me. He's making me aware here that I'm not saying that you're looking to move home and move out of state, but he's telling me here that you are, and this is very spiritual, he's telling me that you've decided to undertake a spiritual journey here. It's almost like you've decided to, because he's shown me a road trip here, and it's almost like, you know, a straight road, A to B, but he's telling me that you've, it's almost like if you haven't decided to dump everything else in your life, he said you've decided to concentrate on you because you feel as though you have been catering for everybody else's needs, and you've particularly looked after other people in your life, and you've decided it's now time for Marie to look after Marie and a little bit of me time. Would this make sense to you, Marie?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, I learned that trick last week. You know, there was a friend of mine in the church, and she couldn't take a message at all, and a friend of mine said, ask the spirit guide for an activity or something that's going on with the recipient's life. And I just said to this gentleman, if she doesn't know you, you know, you've got to tell me why you're here and what's been going on in Marie's life. And he's telling me here as well, Marie, this gentleman, and I know you don't understand who he is, but please just take the message. He's telling me here that if it's not your brother, there's a gentleman around you, because I feel this gentleman is close, almost like a brother, you know, not married into the family, almost like a brother. And he's telling me here that, he's making me aware here that there's somebody very close to you, a male relative, like a brother, that's gone to spirit. Would this make sense to you?
Yes.
And can I ask, is this your brother that's in spirit? Would you understand that?
Yeah, I have a brother in spirit that's been there since 1983.
Thank you. Okay. Because this gentleman has brought this young man through. And this gentleman, now, I'm going back to, I don't know whether this was ever shown in the States, but I won't tell you why the gentleman, how he's given me this name, and I know it's a common name, but this gentleman is still telling me he links to the name George. Okay, now I know that's a common name, but he's showing me specifically the link on how he's given me that name, so I'll leave that to one side. And as he brings this young man through here, this young man, I've got the, and this gentleman telling me his name is George, but this other young man that's come through with him, he's making me aware here that he was a very strong young man. He was telling me that Now, with your brother here, Marie, before he passed to spirit, and before, he's telling me before he went downhill here, and what I mean by that is, he's telling me here that it's not like he deliberately took his own life, but he said what he was involved in, his words are, what he was involved in constituted his downfall. Would you understand your brother where he either got into something, or he was involved with somebody, or he was connected to something that he shouldn't have been, which resulted in his passing? Would you understand this?
Slightly.
Okay, thank you. I know you're a very calm lady at the moment, but this gentleman's telling me here that, and he's not opening it up, but he's just telling me here he was connected to people that he would rather have not been connected to, okay, before he passed away. But anyway, but he's telling me that when he was in his prime, he was a very strong, I want to say, he showed me his shoulders here, and I don't know whether he was proud of his shoulders, or he thought he had nice shoulders, or his arms, because he's almost like wearing what I would call a vest here, where his arms have been shown. And he's telling me here that he said he would have had quite a good physique when he was younger. Would you understand this with your brother?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And he was telling me he was proud of the way he looked, and he worked on his looks. Would this make sense to you?
I don't know, because as an adult, I didn't see him that much. He lived in another town, so I don't know if he worked on himself or not.
Okay, and that's what we say sometimes. You know, that's the way he was coming across, and that's the way he was making me feel as well. Okay, but he's making me aware here that I feel there was he's making me aware there was either some sort of injury or impact. He's making me aware of an injury around his stomach area here, his midriff. Would you understand a condition around that area with your brother? Would that make sense?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, well, I'll leave that to one side, because he's drawing me down to... No, I've just got this sort of sickly feeling with him, and I normally associate that as symbolic of being connected to a cancer condition here. So, but anyway, the reason he's come through today, he's making me aware here. He said that whatever it is around you, Maria, he said you have carried a lot of people for a long time, and he said for a long time, he said there's I don't You know the saying about having a monkey on your back, and he's telling me here about that. He says you've now got rid of the monkey off your back, and you feel as though you can move forward peacefully here. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and he's telling me as well. He's just explaining to me that he said whatever it is, and that your brother was, I want to say, very deliberate in the way he spoke to people in to ensure that he didn't give too much away. Because what he's telling me here, that whatever it is that's gone off your back, he said he's now telling me, he said you feel at ease, and he said he feels, and he just showed me yourself here symbolically being able to stand up straight without the burden of responsibility on your shoulders. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and all he's telling me, he's not opening this up at all, but he's making me aware of a lady that has now, I feel there's a lady recently passed a spirit here that you're no longer caring for. Would this make sense to you?
No, not.
Okay.
No.
Okay, well, I tell you, if you can just accept that, he's telling me about
Sure. Either
there was somebody you were caring for, there was somebody who was around you that he's telling me that you cared for in some respect or looked after, but I'll leave that as it is. And he's just saying to me, he said, please, Marie, go forward boldly now, he said, with the confidence that you deserve. He said, you're walking upright. He said, and he said, would you understand why he's telling me you've got your dignity back as well? Would that make sense?
Not presently, but I'll think about it.
Okay. Right. What I'll do, I'm going to leave it there because there's I'll have to apologize because this gentleman's given me a lot of information and I feel as though I am with you, but I feel as though there's other issues that, so he's telling me there's other information that needs to come up, but all he's telling me is carry on the road you're going down, he said, and you'll be absolutely fine. He said, just keep going in that direction. And I've just drawn the Archangel Raphael card for you here as well, Marie, and Archangel Raphael is just saying he is helping you heal the physical challenges in yourself and others as well. So whatever those challenges are, Raphael is with you, and if I can leave the love of spirit with you, thanks for calling in, okay?
Thank you, Andrew.
Take care, Marie. Bye-bye now.
Hello.
Okay, guys. Well, you can see how difficult it can be sometimes. It's coming up to the halfway stage in the show. You can see how difficult it can be sometimes because I had two people here come through, and if you know who they are, if you feel as though you know who they are, there's information being given there that, you know, Marie, she was able to understand some of it, but not all of it. And this is what happens, that they soon pop through. And, okay, we have got Tasha next, and that's, I don't know where Maggie's gone, but she might have just dropped out, who knows. But we've got Tasha next from California. Tasha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
How are
yes,
you
I'm here. I'm doing good.
Excellent. And whereabouts in California are you, Tasha?
In the Bay, Oakland.
Sorry, it's a very bad line. In the Bay of?
Oakley.
Ah, right. Okay, then. Well, thanks for calling in today, Tasha. Now, were you listening? Were you able? I don't know how it works on your side, but were you able to listen in when I was talking before to Marie from California? Were you able to listen in to that, Tasha? Okay.
Yes.
Now, did you understand either of those gentlemen at all, especially the gentleman who would have been in his late 70s when he passed? Because I feel here that he's not left me, you see, and I feel here that he is here for somebody else. So would you understand him at all or not? No.
Yes, I do.
You would understand this gentleman, would you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Because he just said he's not going because he said he... and would you understand where he would have connected to the name George as well?
George,
if not...
No, I'm not.
Okay, because he was deliberately giving me that name, and he might link into that. Okay, I'll just recap with this gentleman. Now, he's telling me he was around about 77, 78 when he passed. He said he had either leukemia or an anemic condition, and he said even his lips looked pale, and he said he would have had a pale complexion despite the actual colour of his skin here being dark. So would all this make sense to you?
Is it a family member of mine?
All right, okay then. Right, let's have a look. Right, this gentleman is making me feel, I want to say he feels more like an uncle to me. So would you understand a gentleman round about that age with that condition before he passed? Would you understand that?
I had a, uncles that died of kidney. That was in his 70s.
Right. Okay then. Right. Right, okay then. Right, I'm going to ask him. Right, you told me about the kidneys, Tasha. I'm going to work with this gentleman because he's still making me, and he's absolutely insistent here. And I know I'm being a pain, but he's been insistent about, even though he was dark skinned, he's telling me his skin looked almost had a white pallor to it. Would you understand this at all? It's almost like a white sheen on his skin, even though he was dark skinned. Would you understand this?
I had several great uncles that was dark skinned. I think I know who you're talking about, though.
Right. Okay. Let me find out about this more, because I want to find out a little bit more about why he's come through today. Okay. Now I'll tell you what. Right. Okay then. Now you're talking about great uncles here, Tasha. Now this gentleman is talking here either where he would have worked for another family. You know the old saying about being in service? He would have either worked for a family or he would have, and I don't want to use the word servant here, but he would have worked for a family or been employed within a family household going back in time here. That's the way I want to describe it. Because he's taking me back and telling me that he would have done labouring for them or he'd working in the garden. And he's actually... I feel as though I want to go back at least 40 or 50 years here. So would you understand this at all?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, thank you. And would you understand, I'm going to give it as he's giving it. He's telling me he worked for a white family. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Because I tell you what, because this uncle of yours did have a sense of humour. Now, he's making me laugh here because if you've seen the film Driving Miss Daisy, he said it was almost like that. That's the era that he wanted to go back toward. That's almost sort of, those style cars. If it wasn't the 20s and 30s cars, but that's what he showed me here because he showed me, you know, the houses. This is before, I think it's when they still had gas lamps, he's saying, rather than, you know, electricity. Okay, thank you. Right, okay, what else has he shown me here as well? But he's telling me here as well, I know you're in California, but he's telling me where he worked wouldn't have been in California. Would this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, I had the name George before, and I said, I cannot get away from this, but I've just heard it again. Would you understand where this uncle of yours, this great uncle, linked to Georgia? Would this make sense?
Yeah, I do.
So he lived in Georgia. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Thank you. Because I was hearing it, George, and he would not shut up until I tuned my hearing in and said Georgia. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so why has he come through today? Right. Now it's strange. I pulled the card before about physical challenges here. Right. This gentleman, your great uncle here, he's talking about, symbolically, he's showing me where almost like you've dropped shopping bags, and it's almost like you've dropped everything recently, and it's almost like where you are at the moment, you've had enough of what you're doing, and you've decided to, it's almost like go in a total different direction with your life. But he said you've decided this, but you've not actually made the move yet, and this is where you're looking for the guidance. Would you understand this, Tasha?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Because it's almost like you've stopped what you're doing. You thought, I've had enough of this. I'm not doing this anymore. You've almost done not a 180, because that's going back on yourself, like a 90-degree turn, said, this is going to be the direction. But he said, he's just waiting for you to take that step forward. And he said, it feels in one respect that, he's telling me here that you have, mainly because of family links and other ties, he's telling me here that, he said, all you need to do is put one foot in front of the other. But he said, you feel as though your feet are glued to the floor. And he's telling me here, it's almost like there are kids hanging off you and people hanging off you. And it's almost very symbolic of that. There's a lot of people that rely on you. And you're now having this battle with your conscience about whether you've really got the courage to move forward with your life in the direction that you want to go in. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all this gentleman is telling me here, Tasha, he's telling me you will be fine, okay? And he's telling me that. Now it's strange. I've just pulled the Archangel Michael cards here, and what he's saying, Archangel Michael is telling me is, and I've been drawn to this card straight away. It says you have created the situation and you have the power to change it. So where you are at this moment in time, your life at this moment in time, he said, you know that. He said, he's telling me here, he knows you like looking after people. He knows that you like caring for people and being there for people. But he said, in many respects, you know the old saying about making a rod for your own back. He's telling me that what a lot of what you're trying to move on from is you created it. And he said, and you can uncreate it as well and change it. So all he's saying is, have the power of your convictions, the courage of your convictions. And he said, you will be fine. And if I can just leave you one thing here. I don't know what I'm asking him. Right. Two things. He's given me a carrot for you. And I said, why are you giving me the carrot? And there's two things here. He's making me aware, first of all, that somebody around you who is allergic to carrots or cannot eat carrots. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. But he's also telling me, he said, it's time to get your eyes checked as well. He said, you had them done once. He said, but it's time to get them done again. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so if I can leave his love with you, thank you for working with me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Take care, bye-bye now. Okay, guys, right. I'm going to have a little bit of a breather, and I'm terrible when I work with spirit. The idea is, guys, that I just listen to what spirits are telling me, and the beauty of the radio is as well, or the internet, is that I've got to listen to what you're telling me, and if you're chatting away to me, I'm linking with spirits and passing information on. The difficulty is if you sat face to face with somebody, they just nod at you, and I do need that voice vibration, but that also means I'm talking incessantly for an hour, which my wife might say is a standard for me. But listen, what I was going to say was when I'm working with spirit, the information comes in one ear, out the other, and I chose two songs today. One was James Blunt. I can't remember what the other one is because that's what happens to me when I work with spirit. I just forget names. I can't even remember my own name half the time. Yeah, I'm Billy No Mates. But anyway, guys, whatever this next song is, can take it away.
When the rains came, down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping, in the misty morning fog with, oh, a heart to thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Whatever happened to Tuesday? I'm so slow. Gone down the old mine with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown, kept from every back there, Lord. Sometimes overcome thinking back, laughing and running, keeping behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. As you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember? we used to sing.
Sha la 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 la.
Well, there you go. That was Van. Oh, what am I like? Van Morrison. Oh, I can't remember anything. And I can't believe that I actually forgot who sung that song for a second, or even what the song was, because when I've had a few scoops, that's the song I sing to my wife on the karaoke. There's a karaoke, and one guy I cannot sing. But there you go. And then she runs and hides in the bathroom. So there you go. So that's. For all you brown-eyed ladies out there, that song goes out to you. But bit of a debate going on in the chat room there, guys. I think it was a Maggie, that sounds terrible, Maggie, her phone died. So sorry, Maggie, we couldn't get you through on there at the time. And the other thing as well, guys, is that there's a bit of a debate going on in the chat room there about George. And I can only say is the last lady, she understand. A great uncle of hers who was in service to a family, and he lived in Georgia. But that's what I kept hearing, George. But there's a lot of people claiming George out there. But guys, that's what I say. These names are common names as well. And I don't give them because they're common names. I do give you what I hear, what I feel, what I see. Okay, we need to move swiftly on because we've only got about 15 minutes left. Let's have a quick look at my messages from my producer. We've got we've got 706. Who's on 706? It can't be Mindy, is it? Mindy, no?
No, it's not. It's Mary.
Mary, how are you doing? Okay. Sorry, go on.
I'm good.
Okay, excellent. So where are you calling from, please, Mary?
I am calling from the mountains of Georgia.
Wow. Now, how bizarre is that? Wow, you have blown me away there. So, well, are you going to tell me that you could understand everything from that last message for that last lady?
No.
Oh, okay then.
No,
well,
no. Although I did have an Uncle George that did pass away, and he did have leukemia, but he was white.
Right, okay then. Wow, do you know what? It's absolutely crazy sometimes, the way these things come through. And do you know what? Mary, this is the beauty of what I call spirit intelligence here. That's what happened. I mean, the last lady was insisting, you know, her uncle was from Georgia. You've called in from Georgia today. And, you know, I don't think you listened in the other week, Mary, but there was a song I played, and I can't even remember it, what it was called. But I'll tell you, A Kiss from a Rose, that's it. My mother-in-law was called Rosemary, and my wife said, oh, that's a nice song, why don't you play that tonight? So I played Kiss from a Rose by Seal. The very first caller the other week, her mother's name was Rose, and her name was Rose as well. So it's bizarre the way it works, and you know, they just know in spirit. So anyway, how's Georgia today, Mary? Is it nice and sunny there today?
No, it's kind of overcast. It's kind of waiting for fall to happen.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, then. Right, Mary, so how can I help today? Were you just hoping somebody would come through today, or did you have a specific question or something you were hoped we could look into for you?
Well, I've had a couple of... I do a lot of things through dreams,
mm-hmm.
but I've had three people come into my dreams lately.
Yeah.
That are a little confusing.
Okay.
Her name was Elizabeth, and her husband's name is Bill. They're both deceased, and they're parents of a friend of mine. And the other one that came through was Robert, and he was a child, a little boy, that was a friend of mine. His parents were friends of mine, and he drowned when he was four.
Right.
So I didn't know if maybe they were, if you could, you know.
Okay.
Or whoever.
Okay. Right, okay. Now, Elizabeth, what was the connection? Who was with her? Did you say Elizabeth and?
Her husband, Bill.
Oh, Bill, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, their son's name is Bob, and I knew him from, I've known Bob for years.
Right. Okay. Now, this is you've just got to accept what I'm saying here, Mary. This is slightly wacky in one respect, but my wife and I nipped into town today, and there's a gentleman there we got talking to, and he said, "Oh, what do you do?" So I said, "Oh, I'm a medium." So of course he was totally intrigued straight away. Now, one of his old relatives from the old days. You must have seen them on historical programs about the UK, the old narrowboats, the barges here.
Yes.
And this gentleman worked on the barges, the narrowboats, because that was the, you know, the freeway system in the UK in the 1800s.
Right.
And I said to this gentleman today, who his name was Les, but I said, this gentleman off the narrowboats, I said he links directly to Elizabeth and Robert. And that was only this morning. So I just find it bizarre that you give me those names tonight. You know, this guy was stood there and he said, but my wife was there as well, and she said, "Oh, I wonder whether he'll sort of come back and tell you," because he didn't know who the man was, but the message for him, he could take the whole of the message. So, and here we are, Elizabeth, Bill, and Robert. So let's see what we got here. Okay, Mary, very quickly. Like I said, we've got about 15 minutes left. That's more like 10, but I'll work as quick as I can. Now, I've got a gentleman just stepped through here for you, Mary, and this literally I'm feeling here almost like it feels like indigestion, but it's not, it's almost like there's a lump in my chest here, and it's affecting my, it's not even acid reflux. I feel here this gentleman, if it wasn't in his stomach, it's almost like it was in his esophagus here. If it wasn't a tumor, there was some sort of other blockage there that he was having difficulty I want to say digesting food here, and he's telling me here that this was the start of his sort of his demise, if you like. Would you understand this condition with Bill at all? Would that make sense, or with anybody else?
I only know that Bill passed away of acute leukemia.
Oh right, yeah. So you did tell me, didn't you? You said.
And my dad died of lung cancer.
Right, okay then. Let's see if we can get a little bit more. Right, okay. Now, would you understand with your dad here, Mary, where, I know you told me it was lung cancer, but would you understand where they found either a secondary tumour with his liver or a secondary tumour else? It's almost like in the middle of his body here, my lungs are on fire here, but he's telling me that there was secondary tumours elsewhere. Would you understand this?
The only thing I know is that he kind of kept a lot of things from us, but I know that it had connected to his back.
Right.
Are you there?
Yes, yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. My phone just went down. I had to change phones.
Right, okay.
That's all I know. I don't know anything else.
Okay then. Well, let's see what else we've got here, because this gentleman's, I've got with me. I know you've told me your dad kept a lot from you, but this gentleman's feeling here, I literally do feel like I am full of lumps here. So I do feel I am with dad here. So let's see what else I can get from here, from this gentleman, to sort of try and establish who he is. Okay, now this gentleman is telling me here that, I know you said you're down in Georgia here, but this gentleman is taking me, Mary, he's taking me almost, I want to say through, he's telling me here he used to make a regular journey, and I feel almost it was like to the West Coast, but he's taking me on through the mountains here. In fact, you just told me you lived in the mountains, didn't you? But he's taking me through, and this would make more sense now, he's taking me through the mountains here, and he's telling me here that he used to have to either work down by a river, or he had to follow, it's like the road followed the river, he showed me here. And it's almost like as he drove to work, or he made a regular journey where there would have been a river on his left, one direction, and it's almost like in the evenings he would come back and the river would be on the other side because he changed sides on the road. Would you understand this with Dad, where he would have traveled regularly on a road that was next to a river? Would you understand this?
In Maine, yes, because we lived on the river. The town was on the river. And it would have been You had to cross over the river, an island, to get into town, and then on the way back, you had to. It's the same thing. The town was on the river.
Right. Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Yeah.
That's what he was showing me here. But he's also explaining to me now. You know, I've got a basic knowledge of you know, the states, but what your dad showed me here, he showed me. I don't know where the coal mines are in the states, but he showed me here, linked there were either mines nearby or there was a mining operation nearby.
That's not my dad.
Would you understand? Right, okay, because that's why I'm giving you this information, you see, because...
This is my husband's uncle.
Thank you. Because would you understand?
In the coal mines, and yes, he did have lung cancer, and it did go through his... I mean, it went through his body very quickly.
Thank you. Because, see, I know I was saying that, but this gentleman was, he said, I've got to give you all this evidence, and he said, and this will pinpoint who I am to her. But it's strange you gave me the other gentleman's name, Bill, before, because this gentleman is telling me he linked to Bill or William here. Would you understand this as well?
No, that I wouldn't understand, because they wouldn't know each other.
No, sorry. No, see, this is what happens sometimes. I'm confusing the issue. No, not the Bill who died of leukemia. Your uncle, or your father, the uncle with the lung cancer, with the minor, he's telling me he would have linked to the name Bill or William, but a separate Bill or William, okay?
Okay.
But he's also telling me here there would have been a Maureen, the name Maureen linking in here as well. Would you understand this?
No, but I'll ask my husband.
Okay, thank you. And I hate saying, oh, it's an M name, because it just opens the whole thing up. But he was talking about Maureen. Okay, thank you. Now, what he's telling me here, Mary, is that he said where he travelled, where he would have travelled, to work to the mines. He's explained to me here, he said, we're going back to it here, either when there wasn't much transport about, and he either had to walk or get lifts off other people. He's telling me, he said, it wasn't just about the long working day. He said it was about after the journey was getting to work as well, he said, which was a pain as well, getting to and from work. And he's telling me, he said, you know, you told me he had lung cancer, but he's actually telling me part and parcel of it was what we would call miner's lung as well here, which
black
was
lung.
Part of, thank you, the black lung, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said that's part of it. But what he's explaining, he said when he was working, because he's telling me here as well, because my back has just really, really kicked in, and he's telling me here he was either too tall for the mine or he had to double over when he was working. So he was crouched or bent double all day long, because he's telling me as he got older, he almost took on this shape, and he was sort of almost like a hunchback towards the end. Not literally, but, you know, he had rounded shoulders, and he's telling me this is the way he was before he got older and passed away. Would you understand this with him? Okay, thank you. Well, the reason he's come through today very, very quickly for you today, Mary. Now, this gentleman's explained to me that he said, you have taken on, he said, and it seems strange, it's almost like one of the previous messages earlier on, but he said, there's a gentleman around you. He said, you're actually caring for somebody else at the moment. Would you understand this? Or you are looking after somebody else's health and well-being and either, you know, going down to the shops or bringing groceries back for them and going in and out and looking after people. Would you understand this?
Well, my husband's been going through quite an ordeal, and so I kind of carry him, you know, to keep him balanced.
Yeah. I must admit, I don't like giving certain things away, but if you volunteer information, and he did actually tell me it was your husband, so thank you for, you know, being honest about that. But what he's telling me here, you know, first of all, two things. It's strange that he's putting this condition on me with the cough as well. But what he's explained to me here, Mary, he said, for you as a person, he said, you're doing this work here, but he's telling me here, and I've just turned over an oracle card here, and he said to me, turn the cards over, and he said, it's about time you change the scenery, he said, because you have been doing the doing for far too long now without a real break, and it's almost like you're feeling hemmed in by the four walls because it's the same routine each day, and that's what he's telling me about his job when he was younger. He said it was the trawl to work, it was the back-breaking work, and he said there was no change of scenery. And, of course, when you're in the mines, it's pitch black. And he said that you couldn't really see a lot, and that's what he's telling me here. He said you need to change the scenery. You need to be getting out more for more fresh air. And he said you need to seek the help of others as well because, you know, who minds the minder? Who looks, you know, who nurses the nurses here? And that's what he's saying to me. And he said, otherwise, he said, if you don't try and resolve the situation that way and get some, I want to say, support for yourself, he said there's going to be two people needing support here, okay?
Okay.
So does that make sense? Does that fit in with what's going on around you at the moment?
It does. I have a hard time staying. I have to leave the house during the day because it gets really, you know, his moods get so, he's so depressed that I have to get away from it or it starts getting me down.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And that was the card I turned out. We've really got to, Mike's really got to invest in some webcams because that was the card I turned over about changing the scenery for you. And it's strange as well, not strange, but bizarre, Mary, that you said, you know, Georgia was cloudy today. You're just waiting for the fall to kick in. And that's the way it was here today. But the lady on the card, the trees are green or were green, but they're turning golden brown and the leaves are on the floor, which is, you know, indicative of fall. And the scene that has been changed with the winter scene. And I'm being made aware that before the snows fall, wherever you are, or before the winter starts to set in, I'm just being made aware here that these changes will be brought in around you from spirit, and they will be very much to your benefit. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I can't. That's amazing. And that's why you've been coughing all day.
It is. Yeah. It's a minor's lung. So anyway,
well, I'll let you go so you can stop doing that.
Well, thank you, Mary. Listen, say hello to Georgia for me, okay? Thank you. Take care. Bye bye now. Okay, guys, well, we got there in the end, and George, whatever it was the theme all the way through. And you can see how it goes, can't you? You know, spirits have a wonderful, wonderful way of working. That must sound terrible from your end. I can only apologize for that. And I apologize, there was a call that we had to let go. And what it is, guys, you know, sometimes with these calls, I can't just kick people off because they can't understand the information. I've got to work at it. And it was like that. This lady, perhaps I thought it was her dad, and then suddenly the penny dropped, and it was actually her father or her husband's uncle, and it all fitted. And, you know, you've got to make it work because spirit insist on being seen, being heard, and, you know, they've come through to talk to us, give us a message, and that's what it's all about. And it's like when I work in the churches, you know, they say, always give the message off, even if nobody can take it, because spirits have made the effort to come through. They've lowered their vibration to talk to us and to communicate with us. And it'd be so rude and inappropriate for us not to at least acknowledge that message from them. So, guys, if you're in the chat room, we've lost a few people. We're down to 9, probably because we couldn't take any more calls. But Stabby, Sana, Rihanna, Mindy, hi. Maggie, yeah. Freedom from Fear, me, Andrew D, and Mike. We're going to go straight to the jingle now. Ken, have you got that? No more songs, Ken, if you're listening to me, mate. And I will bid you all farewell, and thank you so much for listening, and I will be back here at the same time next week. Good night.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm. Or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.